The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog. You can check that out over at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about the Green Thumb Award winners for 2025. Yes, it is 2026. These awards are usually given out at the end of the year so that you guys can put them on your shopping list for spring 2026. So these Green Thumb Awards are presented by the National Garden Bureau, and they honor both plants and products in several different categories. These products and plants represent the best new horticultural innovations of the year, and they recognize that these plants and products have unique features, unique growth habits, resilience, and are pretty. Each year, the organization hands out these awards in two different categories. The Professional's Choice Awards, those are judged by a panel of industry experts. And the People's Choice Awards, those are voted on by you guys, the home gardeners. And thousands of you will vote on these products and plants. Each voter is asked to judge the plant or product on five criteria. Is it innovative? Does it have great garden performance? Is it appealing? Is it durable? And is it reliable? So we'll get to the 2025 Green Thumb Award winners in a minute. But first, I want to point out that there was a thread in all of the winners, in all of the categories, in all of the groups, both People's Choice and the Professional's Choice, and in the different categories, edibles, perennials, shrubs, products, that kind of thing. And that thread is, there is a shift towards purposeful gardening, whether it's a disease-resistant basil or plants that celebrate the winners of the awards this year all had some sort of problem to solve, and they solved these problems for the modern gardener. Okay, let's get into it. Let's give you the winners of the edible category, since this is the Just Veggies podcast. Okay, so the People's Choice Award for edibles is, drumroll please, Tomato Bada Bing. That's right, it's a tomato. According to National Garden Bureau, Tomato Bada Bing is a game changer in the large cherry tomato or cocktail-sized category of tomatoes. It's a variety that is unprecedented in its protection against diseases. It solves a problem, right? Diseases can often devastate your crop. Diseases such as Septoria leaf spot, early blight, and late blight. Those can just ruin your crop after a while. Late blight is especially annoying because you have a wonderful plant for so long, and then at the end of the season, just as it's about to give you some great fruit, it just up and dies. Tomato Bada Bing, not so much. Lots of great protection there. Okay, what is Bada Bing like? Well, it's a 3 to 4 foot tall plant. Stays amazingly healthy all season long. It gives you fruit in just about 65 days if you plant your tomato plants. From seed, longer, obviously. And it produces a wonderful crop of early season tomatoes. So you get about 50 or more tomatoes per plant. And they're, like I said, they're not just cherry, they're large cherry. I'm going to say like a couple of ounces, 3-4 ounces each, which is a pretty good size. Also, according to National Garden Bureau, they have outstanding flavor and they're juicy and they are crack resistant. That's my problem with cherry tomatoes. They always get cracks. So maybe next year I will try this. Okay, Professional's Choice. Who won the Professional's Choice Green Thumb Award in the edible category? That award goes to a basil called Treviso. How fitting that a Professional's Choice winner pairs perfectly with the People's Choice winner. You got the tomato, you got the basil. It's a match made in heaven, right? Or at least a match made on your plate. Treviso basil is, according to National Garden Bureau, and the Green Thumb judges, it's an outstanding choice for any kitchen garden. It has a tight and compact and highly branched habit, and it's great for larger containers. So when it's tight, compact, and highly branched, that just gives you a bushier plant. And not only does it offer a delicious, slightly anisey type flavor, it stays tender longer. And it resists bitterness after harvest. That's also a great attribute in the kitchen. And it is it maintains its excellent leaf quality late into the season. I find that near, you know, end of August or so, my basil starts to get a little hard. Not hard, but not tender. This one will last probably deep into September or so with its tender leaf. It's also an All-America Selections winner. So the AAS All-America Selections judges loved it for its vigor, its heat tolerance, and its ability to flower late into the season. And that is why it stays so tender for so long. The longer the deeper it goes into the season without flowering, it just prolongs the tenderness that much longer. The All-America Selections judges also noted that it has a bright green foliage, and even after picking, and that it resists oxidation, making this cultivar an ideal one for pesto and other fresh applications. It's still early in the seed starting season. It's January. And both of these seeds, or I should say, both of these varieties are available as seeds. Put it on your list. Go to the garden center. You can find it online too, but go to the garden center, get the seeds, find the transplants perhaps later in the season, March, April, May. Meanwhile, there are other categories, like I mentioned, for the Green Thumb Awards. You can find all of them by going over to National Garden Bureau, I should say, ngb.org, and find their Green Thumb Awards page. That's it for me for today. Until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.